One of the most successful businessmen to emerge from the Palestinian territories is Munib al-Masri. He's a billionaire philanthropist who was once a close friend and confidant of Yasser Arafat. NPR's Ivan Watson paid a call on Masri at his palatial home in the West Bank.
On a mountaintop high above Nablus, a city that's a frequent battleground between Israeli soldiers and Palestinian militants, sits a sprawling 70-acre estate of olive groves, carefully manicured flower gardens, and trickling stone fountains. The owner is a 74-year-old American-educated entrepreneur named Munib al-Masri. On a clear April morning, he stands outside a glass and metal greenhouse, which was originally a gift from Napoleon to the Empress Josephine, and he calls to a flock of trained pigeons which wheel through the air. Masri made his fortune working overseas in the oil industry. He moved back to the West Bank in the 90s and founded a stock exchange in Nablus. An Israeli newspaper once called Masri the Palestinian Rothschild. He prefers to describe himself as a hard-working patriot.
I'm very simple. I love my country. I'm honest, and I work very hard.
Today, the Palestinian businessman hopes to turn his West Bank estate into an academic retreat for foreign scholars.
I want to create a place for a research center, for professors who can bring from outside to come and teach in the universities and Palestinian universities, subjects that we want to create a strong Palestinian state.
The centerpiece of the property is the Rotunda, a stone palace modeled after a 17th century Italian villa. Music from Fiddler on the Roof echoes through the cavernous foyer here, where a marble statue of Hercules stands beneath an enormous dome that's decorated with Italian paintings and gold inscriptions from the Quran. The mansion is furnished with antique tapestries, Louis XIV armchairs, and even wooden spiral staircases, all imported from Europe. During the Second Palestinian Intifada, or uprising against Israeli rule in the year 2000, Masri says Israeli soldiers took over this house and used it as a base to fight Palestinian militants in the city below.
And they were sniping the city from, they have sandbags on the windows.
Most of the other hilltops overlooking Nablus are occupied by Israeli army bases and Jewish settlements, which Masri calls colonies.
If I didn't build this house here, it would have been a place of a colony in here, because they want to take all tops of the thing.
Masri is a fierce critic of Israel's long occupation of the West Bank. But he is also quick to denounce the corruption that he says pervades the Palestinian leadership.
It's just I feel that everybody wants to milk this cow, but they're not giving the cow any food to eat.
Recently, Masri founded the Muntada Forum, a Palestinian lobby group aimed at promoting reform and dialogue among warring Palestinian factions. But the project that seems to excite him most is this museum he's built in the basement of his house.
It's fantastic. It's just like a treasure.
While constructing the rotunda, workers discovered the ruins of a 4th century Byzantine church, including large glass and tile mosaics, which once made up the church floor.
Did you react when they uncovered the mosaics?
I went berserk. It's just like finding a treasure.
Masri is turning this treasure into a museum, which he says will soon be open to the public. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Nablus.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.